I remember this day well because I was covering it. July 24th, 2016, and then video emerged of an arrest in Ottawa of a man named Abdirahman Abdi. The video was shocking, as you saw police officers sitting on top of Mr. Abdi, and one of the officers, Daniel Montsian, was eventually charged with manslaughter, aggravated assault, and assault with a weapon after the Special Investigations Unit investigated that arrest. And Mr. Abdi has mental health issues, and they were trying to subdue him, and they were using pepper spray to baton. Montsian also was wearing knuckle-plated gloves. I don't know if you know what that is. Those are gloves, but they got hard sort of plastic knuckles for punching. And he was punching him. And the Crown said that's how that contributed to the death of Mr. Abdi. But the defense said no, those are protective gears. And Mr. Abdi, who was 37, had a heart condition, and that's really his underlying heart condition was the issue. Well, today, after a 72-day trial, Ottawa Police Constable Daniel Montsian was not guilty on charges of manslaughter, not guilty of aggravated assault, not guilty of an assault with a weapon. And the reaction has been massive. Even the city councillor, Jeff Leeper, said the verdict is an indictment of our city and our country. And there'll be lots of protests. How did this happen? Not just a black Canadian, but one with mental illness. And his lawyer, the lawyer for the family, Lawrence Greenspan, for the Abdi family, said the family's devastated, and here's what he said.
Family did not expect that the criminal justice system would be the way to resolve the systemic problems, including the challenges of dealing with those people who have mental health issues.
Systemic problems. The NDP in Ontario have called this systemic racism. There's going to be all sorts of issues. I want to bring on someone who's been on our show a lot, Sandy Hudson, co-founder of Black Lives Matter Toronto, who's been watching this case closely. Sandy, always good to have you on the program. What was your reaction to this verdict? I don't know if Sandy's on there. Sandy, can we reconnect with Sandy?
Hello, Evan, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you, Sandy. Welcome back to the program. What was your reaction to the verdict?
Look, I what a thing to wake up to this morning. I am not surprised because this is consistent, the way that the courts fail black communities in delivering justice when there has been this kind of violent killing. But I, you know, something about this particular case, I mean, he was beaten to death. What it takes to beat a man to death, like, regardless of what they're saying about underlying conditions, the bones in his head were broken. The bones in his head were broken. And to see not guilty of manslaughter, not guilty of assault, not guilty of assault with a weapon, it's just... It is an indictment of our system, and it just goes to show, again, that the way that policing is done in this country is just irredeemable. You're not going to get justice after something happens. We've got to be proactive about it.
The judge in the case, Justice Robert Kelly, and I'll quote him, said the Crown has not discharged its onus of proving beyond a reasonable doubt an unlawful act or unreasonable conduct for manslaughter or an unjustified assault to ground liability on the other two charges. In each end, I am left with a reasonable doubt on each of the three main issues. In other words, he doesn't believe beyond a reasonable doubt that the violence that Montsian used was directly the cause of death. I don't understand, and I have to read this over 100-page judgment more completely. Still no guilt on aggravated assault or assault with a weapon?
I mean,
don't get it. I just don't get it.
I know, Evan, it seems to suggest that were the cops not there, were the cops, if the cops didn't show up, he would have died on his own. I think we all know, looking at that video and knowing what we all know about the case, knowing about the injuries that he was left with, even knowing that Daniel Monsian described Abdirahmanabdi as, oh, I, you know, I came on the scene. He seemed to have superhuman strength, one of these racist ways that black people are often described by police. Even that admission itself suggests that it was his actions that led to Abdirahmanabdi's death, that he was killed. That at least this isn't manslaughter. It does not make any sense to me. I will also be reading that judgment because it does not make any sense to me, Evan. Not at all.
There, and I want people to appreciate. And I covered this a lot, not just on this program, on CTV, and I've written a lot about it. How our system not just deals with people of color. Black Canadians, Indigenous Canadians, and folks, I don't care what side of the political spectrum you're on, right, left, center, the data is overwhelming. Disproportionate number of Black, Indigenous, people of color in our prison systems, disproportionate number of pullovers by police officers. So just put your politics aside and just focus on the data. And then there's the added issue of mental health. And you know I've done lots of issues. Lots of studies on people of color with mental health issues in our prison system. And this is another case. Mr. Abdi had mental health issues. This is the way the police subdue someone with mental health issues, put on a hardened glove, batons, pepper spray, and beat him and then say, look, maybe he had a heart condition. I don't know. I just don't get it. I just don't know how anybody wants that to be a justifiable use of force. Whatever politics you have, Sandy, is that how you want your police to subdue people? Is that the best we can do? And then it's like, well, get back to work. I just don't see it.
No, it's absolutely unconscionable. And like, let's remember what happened, right? Daniel Monsian wasn't on the scene for more than 2-3 seconds before he started beating Abdirahmanabdi. He didn't even try to figure out what was going on before using those knuckle-plated gloves on his head. And so what does a verdict like this do? It tells police officers that this type of engagement with the public is okay, that should they interact with someone who may be presenting neurotypically, who may have some sort of mental health crisis going on, should they be presented with a situation where they don't know what's going on, it is absolutely fine for them to run in and beat someone to death. That is what this verdict does. That's the work that it does. And that is absolutely unacceptable. It's unacceptable, and nobody in our public should stand for that.
There will be a civil case going forward. I just want to remind people of the case of Suleiman Fakiri, and I have his brother Yusuf on a lot. He was killed in a prison, mentally ill, person of color, no charges, beaten. Guys, it's hard to ignore this. I don't care what side of the political fence you're on. Is this really? You can see the video. You can see the video of what happened to Mr. Abdi. Is that how you believe? That's a justifiable use of force? Sandy, this is going to be a difficult series of days. The Abdi family's shocked. And we got to talk about these issues and change these issues. And there's lots to deal with. And Sandy, I always appreciate your voice on this. And I know the communities across this country are reeling from this decision, but I appreciate you joining us as always. Thank you, Sandy.
And I appreciate you doing this story. And my heart really does go out to the family and the community. This has to change.
We'll keep our conversations going, Sandy. I learn a lot and I'm listening a lot and lives are at stake. Sandy Hudson, thank you. Co-founder of Black Lives Matter Toronto. I was really shocked about this decision. Really shocked.